I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about solar eclipses. Yeah. There were a lot of funny jokes, like they're a picture of a banged up Mitsubishi Eclipse that was a totaled eclipse.
Yeah,
got that. Pretty good.
That's stupid.
It's very stupid.
Yeah.
I put up a drawing I did forever ago where my eyes were all burned out all the way through. It was for I read the comments was the original joke.
Oh.
But it looked good for like I looked directly at the thing.
Yeah.
So that was my contribution to the internet today.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And then I got really annoyed. You know what annoyed me today? I've been avoiding public timelines, but
every time you look at the public timeline, you get pissed off.
Well, yeah. I have a couple of accounts that I follow, not on my public timeline. These are actual follows that used to post really cool home stuff. Like, here's a rad house on a cliff. Here's an amazing prairie home. Ooh. It's like these neat, cool houses.
Yeah, I like
that stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
At some point, they've run out of stuff, I guess, and they've resorted to nothing but AI-generated home stuff.
Ew.
And they're all ridiculous. Like, it's lame. The first glance, I go, that's not real. That's not real. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? So I got in a real rut with that today because I was just like, wait, why? And there are hundreds of people in these things going, we'd so live there. Oh, life goals. Like, just.
Is this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes. You shouldn't be on Twitter.
I know.
Every time I get on Twitter, because I'll get on there and make sure I don't have any notifications or whatever. Every time I get on Twitter, I'm immediately like, ugh, I don't want to be here.
It's kind of gross.
It's gross.
Look,
even like the positive stuff, even the stuff that's not gross, is gross.
I've been there since 2007 when it launched. I was there the week they launched it. It's hard to shake a thing you've been using that long.
Do you want to know how to shake it?
Shake it.
Turn off the notifications.
I don't have those on.
Put it in a folder on your phone that you never look at.
It's in a folder, but I do look at it.
Then put it in one you don't.
But
look
I spend
at.
Way more time in other stuff than I do there now. Like my use habits for Twitter have changed almost entirely.
Then just cut it out of your life.
I prefer our Discord.
Burn it.
To be honest.
Burn it.
You know, Discord's pretty great.
There's literally nothing on Twitter that's worth being there for anymore.
I mean, it feels like it.
There's nothing.
But I still hold out hope sometimes.
Don't.
Why?
Burn it.
Burn the app.
It's not worth it.
That'd be cool if you had an option in iOS or Android where you could hold the thing and when it says delete, you can just hit burn and it would just go like in a
and flow. I like the idea of it like killing your accounts and everything at one time.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be really smart.
That'd be great. Well, hi everybody, welcome to the
hello
thing here.
Welcome to Two Brain Dead Idiots.
That's right,
talking about stuff.
Carter worked today downtown and I worked here and everyone's a little grumpy. I think we need some heat and some
it's
sun.
Also been kind I won't say why, but it's been kind of a rough weekend.
Yeah, it's been a long...
And so...
It's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
A little too much. You know what I decided? I told Dunaway this earlier. Let me tell you what I told him.
What did you tell
Dunaway? I'm
going
to paraphrase because some of this I can't say.
All right.
You know, Dunaway, one of my all-time great friends. Known him since, what, 04?
Yeah.
Been around forever. I think that qualifies as a good friendship.
Yeah, I've known him since I was a little child.
You're a wee baby.
A wee babe.
What did I write? I write... Oh, you know what? I can't read that. I'm not reading that.
All right.
So instead, what I'll say is a reminder that during the entirety of today's show, if you guys want to leave us texts or voicemails, 801-471-0462 is the place to do it. And we'll be checking chat as well. But if you've got something
you
definitely want me to check and read, then the best way to do it is to text it at that number you see right on your screen. If you're home and you're like, oh, I only listen to the audio version. That's the number, 801-471-0462. You can call it anytime.
Yes.
Or text it anytime.
Text it anytime.
Anytime. Any of it. Whatever. We'll take voicemails. I'll take whatever
you got. Yeah, voicemails, yeah. Just not live calls. Because they stress me out.
we got one right here.
All right.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Total eclipse of the dog, it says.
Oh, because you were making fun of dogs.
Yeah. Do you want to see this?
Burn eyes. Ooh.
Let's take... Hang on. I have nothing working right now. I thought I had this all set up.
I feel bad because I got home. Speaking of dogs, I got home and my poor dog, who hasn't seen me all day...
Yeah, we'll talk about her in a minute.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. She's just a pain.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Aw.
See, that's cute.
Take a baby.
Total eclipse of the dog.
I love it.
Those glasses look like double air. Like, those are prescription on top of whatever these are.
Oh, yeah. They put both. Yeah.
I like that. It's a good look.
That's great. Yeah.
Anyway, so your dog today, I thought maybe she'd freak out because I had heard that some dogs react weird to eclipses.
Okay.
Like they can tell that the light's different UV's funky or something. And I don't believe it.
I don't believe that either.
Either. There's a thing that came. Oh, should I even tell you about it? Who told you about babies' brains and this way they smell?
I don't remember. Was it a coworker? It was a coworker.
Someone
or a friend.
You work with,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
All right. So I've outed Carter as the source of this information.
Okay.
On tomorrow's TMS, I'll get into it more. But it turns out.
Did you find out about the brain
thing?
Yeah,
it's completely bunk.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I talked to not just one. I talked to Dr. Tolbert, who is always a great source. But I also confirmed that with two other people. One's a neuro researcher.
Oh.
Somewhere in Maryland. And then the other listener, I can't remember what he does. Something in medicine. May have just been a nurse or something, but anyway, they all said, yeah, that's bull crap.
Oh.
Babies smell good because they haven't, the short of it is, all the crap we put on them, number one, we perfume them, yes, up and give them baths and rub their hair.
For sure.
And secondly, they're not out running around in the mud bog with pig poo on their head. So you're not getting all the outside stinks.
Are you doing that?
Well, no.
Is that why you're stinky?
But like if you're a teenager, you got all those new hormones and new sweat glands and they put off,
skunk gas.
So anyway, of course it was bull crap.
Right.
I knew it was crap from the beginning, but I just wanted to get some really good, verifiable information, and now we know.
Now we know.
Anyway,
knowing
my point
is half the battle.
I took your dog out there.
Okay. We are all over the place.
Here's the worry with your dog. First of all, I was like, is she going to be okay? Is this thing going to affect her in any kind of negative way?
Okay.
And it didn't, that I can tell. She seemed fine.
Okay.
But I heard my phone ringing, and I went, Ripley, be good for a minute. And I went in the house to get my phone.
You
grabbed
can't
it.
Leave
Hold on.
Her out.
I had to grab my phone. It turned out to be important.
Okay.
Ran outside, gone for no more than 10 seconds. And I go, Ripley, where'd you go? And she comes running from back around where I can't see her to look at me. And she's going,
oh,
you know what that means?
You can't leave her out there.
Do you know what that means?
She ate a poopy. You can't leave my dog outside unattended.
It's not her poopy.
Because she will eat other dogs' poopies.
She thinks other dogs' poops are treats.
It's so gross.
And I don't know why she's gone back and forth on this.
It's so gross.
I don't know. Can you figure that out? You're the owner. Can you get some?
You can't leave her outside alone. That's the way we figured out. That's the thing.
Chat says this is like an ADD relay race.
Who's going to win? We don't know.
I always take the HD out because I'm not hyper.
Well, I don't think ADD is a thing anymore, or 80, one of them's not a thing anymore.
Attention deficit disorder is a thing.
No, but like they're all under one thing now.
Oh,
like in,
are we just all on some kind of scale?
We're all just struggling.
Everything's a scale now.
We're all struggling.
You know, I think that's great. I have a friend with Asperger's and he loves that it's now just, he's on the spectrum. He hated the word Asperger's and he's right to hate it.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a dude.
Asperger.
He did great work. We named
the
thing after
him. Name.
Well done. I wish your name was Smith, so you could have been like Smith syndrome or something. Instead, we had to tell everybody they had Asperger's, and I know it's not even Asperger's.
No, it's
Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Like aspersions,
yeah.
Like that.
Asparagus.
So it's good, and he was happy. He's like, yeah, that's the best thing that ever happened to me and my people, is what he put it.
My people.
I will not use his name because he listens to the show, and I don't want to out him.
I bet you there is a Smith's disease.
Oh, well, we can look it up.
Look it up. I want to see.
We have the internet. Smith's disease. Okay. Let's see what that is. Smith's disease. Smith's Magnus syndrome. It is SMS, I'm often called, which is also what your texts are.
Yeah.
SMSs. SMS 801-471-0462.
That's a great plug.
Is a developmental disorder that affects many parts of the body. The major features of this condition include mild to moderate intellectual disability, delayed speech and language skills, distinctive facial features, sleep disturbances, and behavioral problems.
Interesting.
And then there's a bunch of not mumbo, but science that's very boring to read.
A bunch of mumbo science.
How do you know if you have it? Fewer than 50,000 people in the U.S. have the disease.
Yeah.
It is, let's see, it may start to appear at various ages, not just when you're young.
Oh, that's very interesting.
You could have it next week, for all you know.
That's horrifying. Thank you. You could walk here and go,
SMS, or whatever you do. I don't know what their faces do. They say it's a face thing.
I feel like you're going to offend someone. I'm not trying to. Easy. You just made a silly face.
It says this disease is caused by changes in the way information is arranged into chromosomes. That's interesting. So yeah, there is a Smith's disease.
All right.
I'll bet there's a Carter's disease. Should we see what that is?
Yeah. Do you think there's a Scott's syndrome disease?
Probably. Okay.
It's just ADHD.
Cartinger, that's not it. The Carter syndrome.
When you're just too cute.
This is a Jimmy Carter thing.
Oh.
All right, you don't have one.
All right. Scott's, I don't have a disease or a syndrome or anything.
See if Scott's syndrome exists.
I have a baby store.
Great. It does exist. Here we go. Scott's syndrome is a rare congenital... it's just Scott, not Scott's. Yeah. Scott's syndrome is a rare congenital problem where you are from Scotland. That's it. Just kidding. A rare congenital bleeding disorder that is due to a defect in the platelet mechanism required for blood coagulation.
Oh.
Normally, when vascular injury occurs, i.e. a cut, scrape, or other injury that causes bleeding, platelets are activated, and phosphatasterazine or something, they put PS for short, Photoshop, in the inner leaflet of the platelet membrane is transported to the outer leaflet of the platelet membrane, where it provides a binding state.
Basically,
yeah.
Your syndrome's pretty rough. It sounds bad.
Yeah, I think you die at this one. You can bleed out.
That's so horrible.
Similar defect, blah, 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 stem cell, something. Yeah, there's no cure, so my disease sucks.
Yeah.
I like diseases that have cures.
Preferably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can find it.
If you're going to have a disease, you might want a cure.
Should we give Mike a shout out? Check this out.
Oh, yeah. So Mike Pacholik? Pacholik?
Pacholik.
Pacholik?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. He sent us.
Where is it all? Things. I think I had some of it.
Literally in my hands.
Okay, Carter has it. Hold it up. Show him what you got.
He sent us some pens and these little artist tiles that
are
like.
These pens. These are. Here, I'll hold up this pack. These are those little micro tip pens that are. Are these Microns the brand? No, Shuttle Art.
Shuttle Art.
I used to have a ton of the black ones when I was in high school.
But they're super cool. And then he sent us the artist tile set, which is like a bunch of little art tiles.
So the idea
to draw with.
That we'll just. Because we had mentioned. We might doodle during the thing and then give some of the doodles away and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is great, actually. Yeah, I love this. He also sent me a mask for TMS Vegas because I mentioned that I will be wearing masks.
Carter will wear a mask a lot. Maybe not the whole time.
I refuse to get sick.
You won't get sick.
I refuse.
COVID water waste is in the toilet. Literally.
I'm not even talking COVID necessarily. I'm not getting sick.
Why are you so afraid of getting sick?
Because I hate getting sick.
Yeah. But I don't like it either.
Lungs don't work anymore.
Your lungs work. You just have the thing.
They don't work right.
I know. I don't want you to get sick either, but I also want you not to not have fun. I want you to have fun. We're going to Vegas.
Why would a mask keep me from having fun?
Speaking of which, I got pink eye. Do you know where I got it?
Your butt.
No.
Someone's butt.
I got it from your niece.
Oh.
Let's talk about this. So Carter.
So Phoebe's
had a moment too.
She sucks on her hands a lot.
She's teething, so she's chewing on her hands.
Chewing on her hands.
Yeah, and she has little hands, and she's got them all the way in her mouth all the time.
You should tell the story from your perspective.
All right, so here's how it first happened. I start getting kind of a weird eye ache, and I was like, oh no, not another one of these.
Yeah.
And the same night as my eye is puffing up, it's actually a little better today. It still hurts, but my eye's puffing up. And I'm assuming it was something with the kids because we spent a ton of time with these kids.
Kids are grubby.
But I never know. It could have been anything. And clogged port. Who knows? I don't know.
Something.
But then that night, Tay calls and goes, Phoebe has pink eye. I'm like, great, dude. And I held her so much. She was touching me all the time, constantly.
At one point, sneezed in my face.
I know, but it's all worth it because I love her and I'd do that again. But the point is...
I don't let her sneeze near my eyeballs. However...
Okay, so Carter, were you holding her?
No.
And she had eaten. Well, let's do some backstory. She ate pizza, blueberries.
Pizza and blueberries. And she's been sucking on her hands.
There was something else, though.
No, that's it.
Okay. Pizza and blueberries.
And she sucks on her hands, which is important.
Her hands wet and kind of awful.
Hands soaking wet.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
Got a little pizza residue.
She stuck her hand in my mouth. And I tasted like pizza, blueberries, and just cold, icy water.
Yep.
And it was one of the worst experiences of my life.
You tasted her hand.
And so I was running through the kitchen gagging. And everyone was like, what's wrong? And I was like, Phoebe stuck her hand in my mouth.
And for all we know, that hand had been down a diaper. She could have like peed on
it. It's so gross. None of those things even matter. It was gross enough on its own.
It was pretty gross. I laughed my head off though, because Carter is, she goes, I can't talk right now. She's like moving out of the room. I can't talk. Why? Phoebe put her hand in my mouth. Like you were going to gag.
It was so disgusting.
But you're okay now.
I can't think about it too hard. Or I'll vomit.
When's the last time you threw up? DFW.
Dallas-Fort Worth Airport
sucks. That place sucks.
So
that's not why she threw up.
I blame the plane food. Oh, because the plane food was bad.
Don't eat plane food.
Well, it was a 12-hour flight.
Oh, you got to eat something. Yeah, that's true.
I came back from Asia and
Ralph'd and DFW.
Nasty plane food, and then Ralph'd and DFW. Which, it was awful.
I did that too back in 1990.
I hate that airport.
90, I think.
We are now bonded by this
experience. We're bonded by us both barfing in a...
curling in a bathroom at the DFW. Honestly, it was probably the same bathroom.
Probably.
Because it was right off the plane.
Mine was the men's, but yeah.
Yeah, but like same zone.
Yeah. Probably the same zone.
Horrific.
They haven't done much to improve that place. It's my least favorite airport on the planet.
It's so
awful. Not that I've been to every airport, but I've been to enough to know ones I hate.
I've been to, awful, awful airport.
Yeah. It's very bad. But anyway, the point is, what was my whole point? Oh, you're fine. You're fine. The baby's not going to make you sick. Vegas won't make you sick. The sun's coming out. We just had a thing. I guess it got covered.
We just had a thing.
We just had an eclipse where the sun is literally blocked by the moon. But that's moved off now.
Yeah.
It's going that way. In fact, it didn't really move. We moved. I mean, all moved.
No, the moon.
Everything moved.
Everything was moving, but the moon was the one that moved in front of the sun.
Everything's relative to everything.
From our perspective, the moon was moving.
Right. Does it bother you that you are an up-and-coming generation? You're now an adult, but you're, you know.
I'm an adult.
You're heading into, you know, where you're the generation that has to pick up all the slack moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it concern you at all that many in government, not just in this country, but around the world, believe that eclipses are signs of the time, that they're messages from heaven or whatever God they like at the moment?
I've gotten real used to old people spewing random junk.
So how do we fix this? How do we get your generation to fix that? Because the Gen X people like me, we are all out of Fs.
Do you want to know the dark answer?
What?
We wait for them to die.
Yeah, but you're going to have to deal with some really old Xers at some point.
Yeah.
Guys that grew up with like Pac-Man and, you know, freaking Back to the Future. At some point in their lives are going to be 80 and making bad decisions for the country. And you're going to be the ones that fix it.
Your generation is going to be the one that like wants to be in politics at 80?
Oh, yeah. Right. Guaranteed. I mean, every generation does. They have some... The people that want to do that are always there.
True.
And they almost always suck when they want to go that long. Like, whatever.
It's just wild.
Term limits. That's all you got to do. Term limits. Get that going.
Limits are important. The problem is the old people are making those limits. And they don't care.
No, they don't care because they get amazing health care.
Amazing
they
money.
They get paid really well. They get a bunch of side benefits. They get all kinds of kickbacks. They get cushy positions after they retire.
I'm sorry, but if your like main technology when you were like in the prime of your life was like landline phones, perhaps you should not be in charge of a country that is changing exponentially every day in technology.
I guess that's true. So if you look at the generation running in both parties, let's see about this. We're all knocking at 80 or just behind 80 there. So we're talking about people that even that phone comparison's a stretch for when they were little, right? But you're always going to have this thing where
I'm just saying,
a trade-off. You want wisdom, but you also want people to understand the world as it is or as it is now, right?
I would prefer the world as it is now knowledge
over that wisdom.
Over wisdom, because the wisdom is old wisdom. It doesn't count. It
doesn't
anymore.
Always work. I agree.
It doesn't matter. But I have been told by so many old people that
all the old people come to Carter and they say, Carter.
I've been told freaking that, you just got to go into the company and shake their hand. You got to make sure you're seen. And I'm like, that's not how jobs work anymore.
No.
If you went into a building and was like, I want to meet who's in charge and shake their hand, you would be escorted out.
Yeah, they'd kick you out.
Like, that's not an okay
Nobody
practice.
Does that anymore.
But that's my point, is that wisdom doesn't count anymore.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm with you. Oh, Tom Merritt sent us a message
Thomas.
While we were here. Yeah. When did he send this? Oh, 19 minutes ago. He sent it when the show started. Oh. He must have seen us go live. Here's his, he's doing some stuff on Instagram, it looks like. Hold on.
Yep,
here he is looking at, they're all staring up at the eclipse, see?
The eclipse?
You see the eclipse?
I can't see. It's too small.
It's too small to see where the eclipse
can't
is.
Can't see nothing.
Oh, he says, the moon hasn't even shown up yet, but we're having a great time at the Founders Day event. Well, hold on a sec. Let's zoom in.
Ooh. My coworker saw the full covered eclipse, and it was really cool. He had like a pro camera and stuff.
Well, that's cool, man. If you could get... Oh, he's got the good glasses, too.
Ooh.
They were worried about a overcast day, and it was going to be a problem.
Well, that's what we had here.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad here where I was.
Well, Salt Lake.
Or where you were, it sucked.
Very overcast. Like, there was just clouds.
Also, my anti-FOMO kicked in today big time, where I was like, everyone calm down. Like, you're all going to be
know,
fine.
Eclipses, I'm just like, that's neat. I think space is
neat.
Cool.
Space is cool. Being reminded of how small and insignificant we are, or some people being reminded of some fake mythology they have in their head about the eclipse meaning the end of times or whatever. Either way.
I don't know if this is true.
What?
But I'm going to say it anyway.
All right, go.
On Instagram, I saw something about how Native Americans and a lot of various indigenous groups are not allowed to see the eclipse.
Yeah.
For religious reasons? I don't know.
Is that true? They can't look up and look at it?
They can't see pictures even.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to know more about that.
I know, right?
Who is it again?
I saw a post about it. It's like indigenous peoples of various groups.
Which one?
Groups.
The people we used to call Eskimos?
No.
The ones we used
Native
to call
Americans.
Indians? Okay, those?
Yeah.
Feather not dot?
She really want to get us in trouble today. Yes.
I'm sorry. It still makes me laugh.
I can't remember why. It's something where they're in prayer today during the eclipse, and there's like a bunch of stuff about it.
Religion can't look at eclipse.
But like during the eclipse, they can't see it in any form.
Okay. Well, let's see. Varying religious responses. How Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, and Islam all see the eclipse. Buddhism. Oh, this is fun. We're going to learn a little something.
We're learning
here.
Today.
Check it out. In the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, it is believed. Oh, I wish I had some cool background Buddhist music.
What's Buddhist music?
I mean, you know, something evocative.
You could probably find some Tibetan music.
This might work. It's a little intense.
Like spy piano music.
What is this?
I don't know. What are you?
Isn't it? It's supposed to be ancient. It's not really very ancient.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, no,
it sounds like Mom's Lawyer Show.
Oh, it does.
It does.
Mom's Lawyer Show. Mom's watching The Good Wife.
I don't know.
It's quite good.
Is it?
That show's good.
It's pretty. It's like the Phoenix Wright of daytime television.
It's not daytime television.
Is it not? I don't know. I don't know what TV is anymore.
Listen, when it aired for 7 years, it aired at night as a nighttime drama and won a ton of Emmy. Like, it's a legit good show.
What am I trying to think of? Not daytime television, but...
Procedural television?
No, like when it's on the TV.
Oh, that sounds... Hold on. That sounded Tibetan. The doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
Pretty sure that was a Japanese instrument. Oh, no, that's not a Japanese. I thought it was the shamisen.
It's like a zither. Shamisen? Like a zither.
What's a zither?
That's a... Oh, I got to talk about that book today, too. I'm glad you said that. Because there's zithers in that book. Hold on. That your friend recommended.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the point. What was my point? Oh, Buddhism. Okay. According to the Lama...
Prime time. That's what I meant.
Prime
not daytime.
Time. Not
prime
daytime,
time. Sorry.
Prime time. According to the late Lama Zopa Rinpoche... Okay. Not making fun. Just Rinpoche. Not saying it very well. With the foundation for the preservation of the Mahayana tradition, both lunar and solar eclipses are auspicious days for spiritual practice. Ooh. He said that the merit, which represents the positive karmic results of good intentions and actions generated on lunar eclipses, is multiplied by 700,000 times, and on solar eclipses, 100 million.
Wow.
That sounds hokey, but wow. I prefer the positive take. I like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm fascinated by all the different cultures and their interpretations of like natural phenomenon.
Yeah.
And how like historically, you know, lots of cultures saw the eclipse and went, this means something.
Right.
And I think that's cool.
Well, it says some of the recommended spiritual Humans activities on these days include chanting mantras and sutras, but not chanting karmas and sutras.
Ah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's
do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I'm not stupid.
Well, it's so old.
Yeah, but it's like famous.
Oh.
It's iconic.
All right. Christianity. Let's see. Some Christians believe that an eclipse portends the coming of the end times and will precede Christ's return to earth as prophesied on various points of the Bible. One such passage is the second chapter of Acts, which says, "The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord."
The Lord.
I would prefer that the sun literally go out and the moon be made of real blood. That's way cooler.
We just get splooshed with moon
blood. Yeah, just moon blood splooshed.
There's something about moon blood that's very
moon
indicative blood. Of like women's cycles.
Moon blood?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the moon's on a 28-day cycle and women are on a 28-day cycle.
Oh.
Or 10
days. Is
to
that
be.
True?
It's not all women, but yeah.
Or wait, are you guys, do you have like tides that go in and out and all that? I don't know. How's this work?
Sometimes you say things that are so incredible. And it's just, it's amazing.
Blood tide.
Blood tide.
All right. And then Hinduism. See, none of these are great at science, are they?
Well, I just like...
Where it just so happens you have some planetary body alignment, and that's it.
I just
that's
like
the whole story.
Humans across all places, like, doesn't matter how close... Like, humans just do this. Humans like to place meaning on things, and I like that.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes they turn it into reasons to fight each other and kill
each other. Well, when it's that, they're butt faces.
They are butt faces. The origin of the eclipses in Hinduism is explained in ancient legends known as Puranas. Puranas. In one legend, the Devas and the Asaras, who symbolize good and evil respectively, churn the ocean to receive the nectar of eternal life, and they do this via the big giant space
nectar.
Hole. The moon hole, right?
The moon is not a hole.
Well, I know. Islam says you turn to God and pray on that day. Eclipse prayer is based on the narrations of sayings and actions by the Prophet Muhammad.
With modern technology,
there's just more stuff. Judaism, they got Talmud stuff in there. What else? That's
with,
it. That's
with everyone. Modern technology, do you think that, even in places where they don't see the eclipse,
yeah,
and these like religious, like let's say like you're Islamic,
yeah,
and you're supposed to pray during that day,
yeah.
If like let's say the thing was only over the U.S., let's say
only,
so okay. Like would
like
American
this time.
Islamic people
this time it's very over the U.S.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Like, people who are Islamic and in America, would they pray all day, but then not people who are in other countries who don't see it?
This is the problem.
But that's the thing with technology is we know what's going on.
Well, that's the problem, because now we see, because in a very modern way, we can go, oh, totality is only this strip of Earth.
Yeah.
And everything else is a variation on that direction or this direction. And that means that there's a part of the world where there's no eclipse at all.
Totality.
And then there's a part of the world where it's a full eclipse. And then they're here in Utah, it's 65%. But in ancient times, the village is all, they just see what they see.
Yeah.
And to them, that's the story.
Another whole different place would never see it.
Yeah. They don't understand orbits. And
that's my point, though, is like now that we have technology, is there more of that? I don't know. I'm just speculating.
It's almost like, never mind.
Oh, boy.
Someone's going to get mad at me. I'm not going to do it. what else here? Oh, did we talk about how you and your friend, Alicia, technically she's your roommate.
Roommate.
Because she's our roommate as well.
Yes.
We love Alicia. We watched Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, yeah.
And that movie rules.
It does rule. Oh, I love it so much.
It's so good. I was a little worried, though, because here I am sitting with my daughter and her friend.
With boobs on the
big
TV.
Giant pink boobs standing in the city.
Well, actually, me and Alicia were talking about it later. We were talking about how Blade Runner does a funny thing with nudity.
Yeah.
Where it's not, even when it kind of is, it's not sexualized in the same way as a lot of like nudity is.
Yeah.
It's very like, it. We were saying it's almost like being like a live, what's the word? Life drawing class.
Oh, life drawing.
Where you see like a naked body and you're like,
it's artistically
that's a
presented.
Naked body. But yeah, you're not like, oh my gosh.
I mean, the only time you
it's
even
not
get
sexy
it, you
even.
Get Anna de Armas up there being a 900 foot tall pink lady.
The thing is, in the one like sex scene in that movie, there's no nudity shown.
No, there's not. It's just a weird
which
freaking.
Which is so interesting.
Multi-arm hand. That's so trippy.
That was, oh, it's so cool.
But that but movie rocks, dude.
Oh, it totally rocks.
It's
but
so
isn't
good.
That cool? Oh, that they like,
gosh,
it's such
it.
A good little thing.
Yeah, I love it.
It's so good.
I was so happy to
it's
sit
so
and watch it again. And I had just seen it like a week before. I didn't say. Because I didn't want
you
to
didn't?
Discourage her. No,
or you did?
I did.
Mean, that's crazy.
That's how much I love it. And I see,
it's
every
so
time
good.
I watch it, I see something I missed.
Something new.
Gosh dang it, dude.
It's so good.
You know what I've come, I came away this time more than ever. I've already thought this sort of, but this is, it, for me, it's going to, you know, people are going to vary, but not since 1993's Fugitive has Harrison Ford put in as good a performance as he does in this. And it's a smaller role. It's, you know, Deckard doesn't have the main role in this.
Yeah, he's a side character for sure.
But it is,
he's so
it's
good.
Subtle and
freaking,
it's so good.
But what's the,
it's my favorite
Ken.
Performance.
What's his name?
Who?
Ken.
Oh, Tyler Childers.
where did that
Stefan
come from?
Stefan Von...
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, Ryan Gosling, that's it.
He? I. How is that man the same actor
what,
as
play Ken?
Everything else he's in?
Well, I mean, this is the pinnacle for me. I love
it's
it that
amazing.
Much. Drive is a really good movie. You've probably never seen Drive. Drive's amazing, but in a different way.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He's so good.
He's very good. But I don't think you're going to see this good. I think this is it for Harrison Ford. And I like him in just about everything.
Yeah.
That Shrinking Show.
It does
is very
feel
good.
Like it was like a pinnacle performance.
I don't know how they got it out of him.
Yeah.
Maybe Villeneuve just has a way with Ford. Because Harrison Ford's a hard guy to get to wrangle.
Yeah.
He's grumpy.
He doesn't want
to
be there.
He wants to be on his ranch with Calista
but
Flockhart.
It also kind of works with his character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I say all this as if I know the guy. I don't really know how he behaves.
You actually text him every week.
Every
in.
Week, me and Harrison.
You and Harrison.
I say, hey.
Harry boy.
I say, hey, what's going on? And he'll say, I flew the thing run in 25 parsecs or whatever.
I flew the thing run. We did it. What is it actually? I can't think of what it's
Kessel
called
The Kessel run in 12,
Kessel run.
12 parsecs, which is actually a measurement, not a speed or a time. So parsecs is
parsecs is distance, which actually I found out makes sense in the context because
what do you mean?
Basically the belt he's talking about is a bunch of black holes in like a bunch of lines.
The Kessel run?
Yeah. The Kessel run's a bunch of black holes.
Well, we know that from that Solo movie. Yeah.
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 So parsecs actually makes sense because the least amount of distance basically because time and space stretches with black holes.
So he's like a speed. He's a cheat speed runner in like Mario.
Yeah. I don't think it was intended in the original to sound like that or to like mean that, but it actually does work out.
Okay. You know what? You've opened my eyes.
Isn't that neat?
My pink eye is wide open.
I got fun facts up my wazoo today.
I got a question for you. I wrote this down earlier in the week because I just must know. Oh, shit. Sorry. I forgot to do a thing. Why does your generation want old stuff?
Oh,
your typewriter.
I think
your freaking whatever, name it. You guys want old things. Why?
I think we're desperate for tangibility in a world where everything is digital. Like we have, technically, like. Sorry.
Careful now.
Technically, jeez. My phone is a tangible object, but there's something about holding physical music, if that makes sense, like a tape or a. Vinyl or whatever.
Because as much as you embrace digital art, you still love to pull out a canvas and paint.
I do.
Yeah.
And I think that tangibility is something humans have always had. And now that we don't, there's something missing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it just feels like we want to touch stuff.
No, I get it. I get it. Like that swing back makes sense to me. Nick does it too. He loves old leather and an ancient pair of shoes he can fix.
Yeah.
He loves that. And not just fix, but like make new and has all these oils and all this stuff
in like
he loves to do.
Old clothes and boots and stuff. I think there's something about the fact that all of that was made to last and these days nothing's made to last.
Right.
That it's like ooh, I found this thing that not only has lasted 100 years, but will last 100 more.
Yeah, even bad habits. Like the chat just mentioned this, and I heard this as well. Tom and Molly were on their show talking about how cigarettes are trending back. So if even your vices, you're tired of it all being electronic vape machines and synthetic freaking bullcrap. Yeah. You want this old school. You're like, what's
there's
it like?
There's something, you know what's funny? Is
in cyberpunk, this is a thing.
I was
thing.
About to say, it's kind of trending back into a cyberpunk. We're like living through a cyberpunk thing where we're all trending towards this thing, but the technology's still there.
Yeah.
I'm like wearing vintage denim as we talk. I have some vintage jeans on right now that are like ancient.
Well, this is why the book you and I are working on, which you haven't talked about on the show very much, mainly because you're waiting for me, but...
Waiting.
That's a very tangible object. We want it to be a book, not an ebook.
Yep.
I mean, that'd probably be an ebook.
That's why I buy book books and not ebooks, is because I like to hold something and I like to flip pages. There's something very different.
When you move,
it.
You love to move 400 billion tons of things.
It's my heaviest object, like thing to move.
I always
for
bring
sure.
this up, but when I go to a Barnes and Noble and I walk in there and I see three floors of books, CDs, and other stuff, just all the stuff they have, even everything that's at the damn coffee shop. That isn't liquid, all fits on here.
I know.
A fraction of this
but
phone
sometimes
holds the entire
I
store.
Hate staring at a phone.
I get it.
You know? Because it's
you gotta
such
understand,
a part of our lives.
You just got to understand, that's what we came before you and why we embrace this so hard.
It's because you didn't have it.
This felt like magic to us. And so we are still basking in what feels like magic to us. You guys are going... All right, but what's
the thing?
I want to feel again.
We have this phone that is like in our hands 24/7. We never have, you know, it's the same reason I really like watches that don't tell time that are just like cool and artsy.
Yeah.
Is because we have everything we could possibly need right here.
Yeah.
So sometimes you really want to look at something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I just want to have pages. I also, it hurts my eyes to read on my phone or a tablet.
Really?
Yeah.
You tried a Kindle? They don't hurt.
Well, yeah.
Just paper.
But I don't want to just own a Kindle.
See,
I like having books.
I love having every book I ever want right there in one tiny device. There's something about it, man.
This is a total generational thing.
It's really weird, though. And you guys going backwards that direction and you know, part of the reason vinyl is back in some, you know, at least a boutique way is not because, like, vinyl outsold CDs this year or last year.
Yeah.
And you might go, oh, well, part of that story is that CD sales are way down.
And also...
And vinyl sales are up enough to be higher.
Things that play vinyl are also... that's like a big trend right now. It's like machines that will play vinyl that are modern.
Yeah, either modern ones or ones that get restored or whatever. Everybody wants to go back a little bit. I actually think this is very healthy. This is like a rubber banding that humanity does.
I think we're pulling...
Where it goes like... And then we go, maybe a little... And they pull back just a little bit.
I think we're pulling back... From, I feel like we're all being, like, from, I had my first cell phone at, like, 13 years old.
Yeah, because
you were.
Which
is still pretty old right now.
Yeah, but then it seemed early, and you were a obedient child, unlike your sister. She was terrible with her phone. Oh, my gosh.
But the thing is, like, we've been almost shoved into this, like, new age of technology, and it's caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Where sometimes it feels good to just like not be a part of that.
But remember,
even a little bit.
Here's the part you need to remember just for your own perspective. The things you are sliding back toward that you want to, like typewriters, hardbound book, you know, whatever it may be. These were all at their own times, the peak of the technological revolution of the era.
Yeah.
And so you might go, ooh, a corded phone hooked to the wall. That's cool. Well,
see,
at some point, that was cutting edge.
Yeah.
And people then were like, oh, I don't know about these fang-dangled new corded phones in the house. Like, they, like to me, I always try to have that long-run perspective. Because if you don't, like, the perfect thing will be, like, holodeck technology. We get to a place where we can bring you that thing you want and
give it
as much authenticity as possible.
You know what it is?
What?
This is going to sound like I'm just being, like, a punk... like Gen Z, whatever.
Poopy pants.
Capitalism. The thing is, we like all this technology is really cool, but it's so capitalized where you have to pay every single, you know, monthly fee for everything.
It's because we overshoot.
Yeah. But things like Spotify, which is, yeah, technically a bunch of music for pretty cheap.
But they're also Swedish. So it's Swedish capitalism, which is different than American capitalism.
I just said capitalism.
I know. Here's the thing, though.
I'm saying, really quick.
Go.
I'm saying that whenever Apple decides, oh, well, we don't own that anymore, so you don't own it anymore, even though you paid for it.
They don't do that.
They did do that.
With what?
A bunch of stuff. People are pissed. Was it Apple or was it something else? Anyway, one of the streaming services like got rid of something, and then they were like,
Prime.
It was Prime.
Sony.
Prime?
Sony did it.
One of them did it.
PSN did it, where they had videos people had bought. It was video, not video games.
Yeah.
Where they said, oh, sorry, you don't own this anymore because MGM or whoever was pulling it away, and people are freaked out. And they were worried. They were like, wait, if you can do that, then what's stopping you from doing the games or stopping Steam from doing
anybody from doing that? There's something about owning a physical object that someone has to pry from your hands to actually take away from you that also feels important in the days when it feels like you're being scammed all the time by everyone.
It's a little dystopic, yeah.
Like, we're always being scammed.
Like, it's the reason I don't like Google very much. I don't think they're going to keep, it's not that they're taking something away from me, but they're establishing services that they want me to get in, and then they pull the plug way early.
Yep.
They did it with the, what's the game thing? Did they just?
Play?
Fair.
Google Play.
No.
Google, ba-Google.
Ma-Google. With an F, as an F.
Schmoogle.
Fargo.
Fargo?
Ferguga.
Fargo, the show that you like.
Google Ferguga. Stadia, that's it. There's no F.
Ferguga.
They took Stadia away.
Oh, the games thing. Okay, yeah.
But they did this with Google Wave, Google Plus, Google Newsreader. Like, all these things people liked and used. We're lucky that Mail, the search engine itself, and maybe Android are the only three that haven't been yanked. Yeah,
there's almost no stability anymore.
It's really weird.
You can't rely on anything.
See, and that's why I like Apple more than most, because they do tend to...
I still feel, even though...
They tend to hold the line.
I like Apple.
We're going to do this, and this is how we're going to do it. They don't just go...
Sometimes I feel a little... what's the word? Like kidnapped, like held captive.
Well, yeah, no. They want you in your ecosystem.
Like,
their ecosystem.
I love my iPad, but sometimes I'm just like, but I have to use their cloud and their app system and all this stuff that... starting to feel a little gross.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But that's true of most things.
But that, yeah, I was just going to say, it doesn't matter who you use, you're going to feel that way.
But that's my point, is I can hold my tape decks, because I have like a bunch of cassette tapes and like your old Sony Walkman that I love.
Yeah, but those tapes aren't going to last forever.
And yet they have. I have tapes from when you were a kid.
I know, but they're not. I promise they're going to degrade. They already have.
You know what else isn't going to last forever?
They've hissed.
Digital.
Well, true.
Not in its current form. Nothing lasts in its current form.
Look, I get it. I truly get it. It's just, I think there's a mix that we can make work. And there are things about the tech explosion that are good for humanity. And there are things about it problematic. You know?
Oh, we were talking about robots forever ago.
Robots.
Do you remember our robot talk?
Was it here or was it somewhere else?
It was just me and you hanging out. This was way before the Monday show.
I don't remember.
We were talking about how it would be really nice to have like a robot assistant. Like,
we'll have one.
Was it like the Echo thing?
Maybe.
There was like a little roly robot.
Oh, Echo.
Anyway, the point of it, it had like a cup holder in it. And it was like a little assistant guy.
Little shithead.
Who'd come around. He'd like zoom around.
Yeah.
I love the concept of that. However, the drawback is this is owned by a company who's stealing all of your information and watching you and making sure that they know every single thing about you.
I would argue they're not stealing it. You agreed to it when you agreed to their EULAs.
Stealing is,
you just
part
didn't
of it.
Read it.
So I want a little robot friend, right? I want a little assistant who will roll around and help me out. I would like it to be not connected to anything except itself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, how do you keep it? It's not tenable to have it so that there's never an update needed or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always going to need that.
That's the balance, is right now it's so capitalized that you can't have those things without it being, well, you actually have to pay a subscription to keep it online all the time. And you
that's
actually
true.
Have to do this.
Yeah,
and you
that's true.
Like, that's the problem.
I don't even think you can use that little Amazon robot without Amazon Prime.
I'm sure.
I think you have to be a Prime.
But that's the balance I'm talking about, is the balance would come from truly like individualized, no one owns this but you kind of technology, and it's just not gonna happen.
You can buy one of those Megan dolls from the horror movie.
Ew.
I know. Ugh. That freaks me out.
I hated that movie.
Do you know what I don't like? I like the movie.
But it's like campy and silly, but ugh.
I liked it. Here's the thing though.
Blech.
I don't trust anyone who actually wants that. I don't trust them.
No. That sounds pervy.
It looks like a little girl.
Yeah, this doesn't sound good.
Who's buying that?
Not unless children.
If you're a horror movie aficionado and you're hanging stuff in some room that's full of memorabilia. Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe. Put it's her up still, in the corner of the wall or something. Ugh. Fine. But anybody else? I don't feel good about that. That seemed funky to me. Anyway.
But yeah.
Moving on.
Good tech talk.
I want to give a book recommendation, and it's because of Carter's friend that I'm reading it. What's her name?
Valerie. Valerie is my cool friend that reads books.
How's that song go?
That's how it goes.
Did I do it right?
Yep.
Anyway, Valerie said, if you like Dune, because they know I've been really like super soaking in Dune.
Yes. They know all about your Dune obsession. I'm obsessed.
I love it. And also, there was some lie going around online that the Dune Part 2 digital release was out like 2 days ago. It wasn't. Freaking liars.
Lawyers.
I was online waiting for it. And there are people all over social media going, oh, I'm so happy to finally be able to push play on this at home. And I'm like, you liars.
This is why you don't be on the internet. They all suck.
Well, anyway.
All internet bad.
Man, good.
Wouldn't go that far.
Oh, Mike Pacholik, by the way, texted and says, for the Monday show, Carter, this is Mike P. I know you're not punk. The mask just looked cool. Well, she's a little punk.
Hey, don't call me not punk.
She's pretty punky. She's Punky Brewster.
The qualifications of being punk is beating up Nazis.
We also got a howdy from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Is that what your friend says, right? Yeah. Alicia can't say Massachusetts. In the same way I can't do, I do it when I think about it, but when I say both correctly.
Yeah, both.
Both with an L.
Both.
And then this from, sorry, I'm catching up on these. Oh, you're all talking about these, them there circus peanuts. I can't even remember what they taste like. James the Trucker. And then he put, there's a version of them there.
Oh, why are there so many different versions?
I mean, it's like anything, right? That's a Stuckey's. Yeah, Stuckey's. Are you all right?
Sorry, I punched my microphone.
What happened there?
Just a little bit.
They all have, all the brands make the things that people buy, like gummy bears, worms.
I like don't know why, but I've only ever bought like one brand ever of circus peanuts.
I assumed there were, maybe I just don't understand.
I thought they were like Boston baked beans or whatever, where it's like there's only one.
I just got a note. Sorry, while I'm looking at emails here or texts, I got a thing from Steam right now that says abandoned children and 5 other items are on your wish list.
You got some abandoned children on your wish list.
Must be a game that I don't remember. Let's see. Oh. Troubleshooter, Abandoned Children is the first season of a turn-based strategy SRPG that takes place in the world of Troubleshooter.
SRPG?
I think that means...
Swedish?
It looks Japanese, honestly. The art is very anime art. Let's look it up.
What's SRPG?
I don't know, actually. S. I assume that would mean... Hold on. I'm looking at it. Oh, I heard about this. Hold on. What's our review on this?
I'm going to look up SRPG.
90s. Oh my gosh, I got to get this. It's only $10? It's half off? Okay, I can't find anything about the S.
SRPG meaning. I was looking up death metal
strategy?
Logos.
Probably strategy RPG.
Strategy, yep.
Yeah, that's it. Duh. Of course it is.
I was looking up death metal band logos before on my page before I Googled that.
Yeah.
They're fun.
How'd that go for you?
Really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I am going to get that game. I heard real good things about it. Once again, it's called Troubleshooter. Anyway, that's not why I was looking at that. And also my point before I got into that mess was what? Oh.
What was your point?
Your friend's book.
Oh, yes.
So she heard I was way into Dune.
Yep.
And she said, well, you know what you'd like? And I said, what's that? And I'll be honest with you. Your friends are goofballs.
What would you qualify yourself as?
I mean, sure. But what I mean is, like, you're all really hyper anime fans into it. I mean, not hyper like you're hyper. I mean, you're hyper into it. And it's like, oh, what are we watching this week? Doki Doki Chicken Club or whatever.
We're not allowed to like other things is the thing. If you like anime, you have to only like anime. That's the rule.
I didn't know if I'd get like a serious book recommendation out of your friend. That's all. And
you have stereotypes,
I know, but I tried to break the stereotype because I went and got the book, didn't I? I did. I took her advice. I grabbed the book.
Stereotyping people.
The book is called Red Rising. And it's the first of six, I believe.
Yeah, there's six books.
I'm all in. So in. It's so good.
What's funny is she read them all, or she listened to them all, I think.
Probably like, listened, yeah. Yeah. That's what you guys do now.
She's like...
What does that sound
I like? I have the rule. I've told this on the show. Sorry.
Give me that.
I was opening the pens.
Oh. All right. Sorry. Sounds like you're opening gum or something.
Sorry. I have a rule where like, I'm like, I'll read a book, but someone has to hand me a physical copy, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Because I don't want to read digitally and I'm lazy.
Yeah.
So I won't go look for it myself.
Yeah.
But so she's like, actually, I kind of want to buy the physical copies just like to have.
Yeah.
And so she's like, if I handed them to you, would you read them? And I was like, yeah. So,
if someone hands you a book, you'll read it.
Yeah.
It's a good rule to have.
I have so many to read right now. many people have handed me books and now I'm like, oh no.
But yeah, like it's good. It's so good. It's so up my alley. It's everything I like about dystopic science fiction. It's serious. It's not, I was afraid it would be like young adult fiction or something. It's not any of that.
It is technically young adult fiction.
It's not really, though.
But it is. It's qualified as that.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not categorized as that. I went and looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It's like New York Times bestseller list, non...
That doesn't mean...
Just a science fiction. No,
young adult doesn't
I am
to...
telling you, here.
Stereotype.
Red Rising, Amazon. All right. Here it is. Written by Pierce Brown is his name. Came out in 2014. BuzzFeed, Entertainment Weekly, and Shelf Awareness all said it was one of the best books of the year that year. I'm trying to find the category. There isn't one.
Dystopic science fiction novel, blah, blah, blah.
It just says science fiction and fantasy. That's the category. Doesn't say young adult. Not that that matters. I know there's plenty of good young adult fiction. I'm not besmirching it, but...
I think you are.
This has stuff in it that's not... There's no way this is aimed at that group. There's no way. I'll eat some cheese. I'm looking here. I don't see anything. None of this stuff says anything.
No,
about
you're
that.
Right. It's saying that it's adult.
It's just a straight up
adult.
It's just a straight up science fiction novel. Anyway, it's extremely good. And I would say if you are a fan of the Dune books or books in that vein of like, there's a lot of meaning and philosophy going on and not just
space
spaceships,
religion,
pew pew,
kind of
and all that. Yeah, then this is it. And it's a very, very interesting take.
I like spaceships, pew pew, personally.
Well, I like that too. I don't, not that I don't like him. I just, this is so my alley.
I have a book recommendation for you. If I can ever remember the name of this book series that I read, you'd love it.
Well, if it's that good, you should know the name.
I don't remember. Don't remember names.
Who's in it? What's it about?
It's about kind of space religion, kind of.
It's not like, fantasy or
no, it's all sci-fi.
Did you ever read the final Patrick Rothfuss book of that series?
Is it out?
I thought it was.
I don't think it is.
Oh, is he still sitting?
I think he wrote another book, but it's not in the series.
Well, why are they? What's he doing?
I don't know.
Him and George R. R. Martin are taking the same delay class.
What is the? Oh. Anyway, there's a book series that I really like that was like very like, oh, it's space and there's space military, but then it turned out, oh, there's this weird space religion and it's crazy. And it's very good. It's three books.
Right.
And I will find the name one day.
Find it.
I got it from a library. I got the whole, like, I grabbed it on a whim at the library.
From your local library.
Your local library.
That's great.
Go support your local library.
Check this out. Got a listener who wrote in without a name and said, you can just get a cat trap and take that cat to the shelter. No need for murder.
Well, I can murder a man.
Why not? I want to do it.
Why are you trying to hurt my cat?
I don't know. Freaking, I don't want to hurt the cat. I never said I wanted to hurt the cat. I just want to murder the cat. does that hurt the cat?
Possibly.
We also got another cat. Speaking of cats, this is a cat. This is Ambassador Domo. Or this is Fluffer. This is from Ambassador Domo.
Well,
the name
Fluffer
of the cat is Fluffer.
Looks like a little mop.
Yeah. And look, look how sleepy I look in that.
Oh gosh, I didn't realize that was us.
Hey, he's watching while we do the show. That's pretty cool.
All right.
And let's see, we got one here from Allie in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
For the Monday show, hey Scott and Carter, my husband and I are starting to get into PC gaming and we're considering getting a Steam Deck. I would love to know both of your thoughts on whether it is worth the price. What is the general point of having one, pros and cons, if you have any, and good game recommendations. You have that are both good with Steam Decks. I couldn't think of two better people to ask. Love you both, Allie from Tennessee. Well,
I love my Steam Deck.
Steam Deck is a game changer.
Yeah.
And no pun intended.
I play more games because of it.
100% I do. Yeah. I take games. I change the way I use consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Carter sold her PS5 because she was using her.
Because I wasn't playing on it because the Steam Deck was so good.
But I have so many games on Steam already that it's just dumb not to use it as my primary device.
Oh, 100%. And I have access to all your games.
Yeah. And I can play, gosh, I mean, really almost anything on there. There are a couple games where it's just like a no-go, but it's actually rare.
And there's some really easy ways to get games that are not necessarily on Steam on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of internet tutorials.
You can install Windows or do other stuff with Proton to make it so you can run Epic games. Or yeah.
I love it.
I have friends who play... they run Battle.net on there.
Yeah.
So they run WoW there.
Yeah, I ran Battle.net when I was playing Diablo.
Yeah. Now they have a version on Steam, so yeah. You just do that.
But I didn't want to buy another version.
It's on Game Pass now. Do you see that?
Yeah.
We knew
that was
weird.
Coming.
Anyway, I as far as like specific games, Carter's playing Stardew Valley.
Stardew
Valley is
awesome
on
it.
That's a great game to have.
Really good on there.
Baldur's Gate 3 plays pretty well. It's not...
Baldur's Gate 3...
It's not amazing on there.
The problem is more that it's such a tiny screen and there's so much to see.
It's a lot to see, yeah.
And so it's like kind of hard because of the small screen.
Yeah.
What else?
It's hard for me to pick like a single game.
Red Dead 2.
Red Dead 2 is really good on there. Yeah, Cyberpunk is very good on there.
Cyberpunk's really good.
You know what? It kind of depends on the games you want to play.
Almost any indie game is fantastic. It runs beautifully.
Yeah. We got the OLED and do get the OLED.
Oh, the OLED's so nice.
Yeah, the screen is real pretty.
I got the limited edition OLED.
Not only is the OLED the same price as the last generation's model with the same specs.
It has a
It's a $50 less. And it's a terabyte, and it's $50 less than the old maximum was.
It's so good.
What the hell, man?
I love that thing so much.
Yeah, we love our Steam Decks. No, zero issues, zero qualms here. That's fantastic.
Just don't drop it onto a cement floor.
No.
That's the
main. Or any floor, really, if you can help it.
Yeah.
Here's one from Leah. This might be our last one.
All right.
She says, hey, Monday Show. I once had a teacher that gave out circus peanuts as a treat for doing well on some project. Not everyone ate them.
Like to elephants. Is that bad? That was the first thing I thought of.
A little.
You're like feeding elephant peanuts.
If you gave an elephant one of these circus peanut candy.
It probably wouldn't matter even a little.
It'd probably make them barf through their
not
tube.
At all.
Yeah, they puke through the tube.
They're so big.
You ever seen an elephant barf?
Ripley ate a whole bag of those things that didn't hurl, and she has the sensitivest stomach.
Most sensitive is the word.
Sensitivist.
Oh my gosh, that is so not a word. Have you ever seen an elephant throw up?
No.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I'm not going to show the chat.
The Wraith is saying, is your limited edition OLED case okay? Some have reported cracking around the parts. So I actually, we swapped cases because I didn't like the limited case.
Yeah.
I thought that inside design was lame.
Yeah.
But you didn't care, so you took it. Has it had any cracking? Or issues?
No.
Huh.
So there you go.
Perfect.
Oh, this is a tiger lion throwing up. I don't want to watch that.
It's going to throw up like cats do where they're like...
I thought he does the same thing.
Ew, weird.
It's just like
cats are just cats, man. No matter what the size, cats are cats.
I mean, they're all genetically in the same...
They all love boxes.
Zone, right? Like, love boxes.
They all love like cardboard boxes.
Oh. Even a lion, king of the jungle?
Yeah, there's like videos of big cats getting into cardboard boxes and sitting in them like house cats.
You know what I never really understood?
Hmm.
Calling them king of the jungle. They don't live in jungles.
No.
They live in the Sahara.
Yeah.
They should be king of the desert.
Also, the female cats are like way more the queens of the Sahara.
That's true.
Because they're the ones who go and hunt and do stuff.
But isn't that weird? I think that's freaking weird.
Humans,
I don't know,
make weird noises with our mouths.
Shows what I know. Well, all right then. I think that's going to do
Savannah.
It for today's show. Savannah. Hey, let me tell you about some...
Not Sahara, Savannah.
Sorry, Savannah. Sahara, Savannah, Sahara?
Savannah.
No, hold on. Those are both in Africa, right?
I don't know.
I think they are.
We might be stupid.
Tezzeret Dynamite's right in the chat. It's the hippo who is the murderer of the jungle.
Hippos are so scary.
Mean,
dude.
They're mean bastards.
And the funny thing is, like, rhinos who, quote unquote, look scarier are like the sweetest
sweet
animals.
Kind of, yeah,
as long as you don't bug them.
Yeah, they don't like try to eat their kids or something.
Yeah. They're like lovely.
I love that. It's like Greenland and Iceland. It's like Greenland has got no green.
Yeah.
Iceland gets a little green.
But it's like sharks and dolphins. Dolphins are awful.
Yeah.
And sharks are like sweethearts as long as they're not hungry.
But dolphins are smooth.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
They'll try to mate with you and drown you in the process. So,
come on now. What about So Long and Thanks for All the Fish? You love those books.
I do love those books.
Those are dolphins.
Well, there are dolphins in them.
I don't know what has to do with it.
They're the third most intelligent species.
KT Data says King of the Hill episode where the dolphin goes after Hank.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
But that's based on true stuff. They're crazy.
He's like,
hey. They also like murder their kids or something like that.
These dolphins are okay, he says. Or what does he say? This isn't as asinine as I thought it was or whatever.
This isn't as asinine as I thought it was.
And then they start humping him. Oh, man.
Yep.
So good. All right. I want to thank some new patrons we got. Check this out. Patreon.com/The Monday Show.
Can I make one note really quick?
Do it.
Icor in the chat says that orcas are a-holes. Orcas are the best. Orcas kill boats because the boats run into their other orcas.
Right.
And hurt them. And then the orcas take down boats and it's sick as hell.
But as from the person, from the boat owner's perspective, they're kind of dicks.
Well, from the boat owner's perspective, they shouldn't run into orcas.
Well, they aren't. Are they? Is that the problem? Is they're running into orcas?
Yeah. Like boats will injure orcas with their things.
Orca injure?
And so the other big packs of orcas will go after them. It's awesome.
Packs? That's what they're called? Not a school?
I don't know. I assume it's a pack or something like that.
A murder of orcas.
They're so awesome.
I love it.
It's like how sharks. Sharks are not bad.
No, sharks are all right.
I would be the crazy woman missing an arm because a shark bit it off, them pulling me out of the water. And I'd be like, don't blame the shark.
Yeah.
It's not its fault.
Don't blame the shark is today's title. I'm making it happen.
Don't blame the shark.
Well, we're going to pick titles. We'll see if anyone does anyone better. But right now I'm putting it in. Blame the shark. Okay. Back to the Patreon stuff. I can't write I put the hark. Anyway, these new people signed up at patreon.com/The Monday Show. Dana Robert Babo Hayes.
That's you really cool. Struggled with that one.
Monica Langolis.
Langolis.
And finally, Cursa Van Dusen. Oh, I know who that is. She used to live in Utah, now doesn't.
Wow.
Were you there? Did you go to lunch with us?
With
the Deuces?
Remember. I don't think so. No.
I can't remember.
Did not.
I don't remember.
Me.
Don't forget, the reason to sign up are many. One is no ads ever. Also, you get art and stickers in the mail. Okay? Custom every month. Me and Carter doing art. Probably swap back and forth. Maybe
make an art.
Combine our
That's
efforts.
For the higher tier, isn't
That's
it?
That's for the higher tier, yep. You also get avatars, digital avatar every month based on that art. Monthly bonus streams, and of course, pre-show content every week. So why not sign up today? It's your chance. Get in there. Be in there. Be a part of it.
Be fun. Be cool.
Be awesome.
Be one of us. One of us.
Be best. No?
Beast.
Beast. go to patreon.com/The Monday Show to support us today. Everything else is at frogpants.com/Monday. And do not forget to keep handy on your phone, 801-471-0462. And
put us in your contacts.
Yeah, put us in your contacts. What's that song? I'm in your contacts. Wait, how's that go?
I don't know.
You're in my I didn't get your mass text.
Oh.
I'm in your contacts. Right? We used to play it on TMS. Oh, yeah, Tay Allen.
I don't know.
Why didn't I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts. That's what it is.
All right.
It's horrible.
It is an awful song.
Sucks.
I love it.
Yep, more power to her. Anyway, that's what else? What was I saying? Oh, just have that number. Just start texting us all the time. Send us voicemails, whatever. We don't care what it is.
Make
we'll take
it Scott and Carter with little hearts on both sides.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah,
that's cute. Do that, and we'll see you next time. Carter, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Nothing at all.
All right, everybody, go kiss our butts. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Get more at frogpants.com.